Hello, knowledge seekers. In this episode of 20 Minute Books, we're discussing What to Eat When, a book that transcends the traditional conversation about diet and nutrition by focusing on the timing of our meals. Co-authored by Michael Roizen, a physician and New York Times best-selling author known for his advocacy for healthier lifestyles, Michael Crepin, a preventative medicine specialist and the medical director of the Dr. Oz Show, and Ted Spiker, a communications professor and a health and fitness writer for Time.com and the Oprah magazine. This book combines expertise from various fields to offer a comprehensive guide on how to improve your health, energy, and intellect through mindful eating practices. What to Eat When goes beyond the simple dictum of eating the right foods, presenting readers with a science-backed blueprint for optimizing their diet by also focusing on when they eat. By exploring how the timing of our meals interacts with our biological rhythms, the book aims to provide pragmatic advice for anyone struggling with poor food choices due to stress, time constraints, or misinformation. It is a treasure trove of nutritional wisdom for pragmatists seeking straightforward advice on healthy eating, as well as for those curious about the intricate science of nutrition. Whether you're trying to navigate the perils of snack aisles or just interested in enhancing your mental and physical well-being through diet, What to Eat When promises to be an enlightening read. What to Eat When: A Strategic Plan to Improve Your Health and Life Through Food. Introduction. Timing is everything. Discover the best times to eat for optimal health. Did you ever stop to wonder not just what you eat, but when you eat could be affecting your health? Yes. Grabbing a burger may not be the healthiest choice, but the timing of your meals can play a pivotal role in your overall well-being too. Research is increasingly pointing towards the timing of our meals as a crucial element in preventing diseases such as diabetes and cardiovascular issues. Most dietary advice focuses solely on the what aspects of our meals, the vitamins, minerals, and calories. However, recent findings suggest that aligning our eating patterns with the body's natural rhythms can significantly enhance our health. So, let's dive into the science behind optimal meal times and explore practical tips to synchronize your diet with your body's clock. Throughout this guide, you'll discover the surprising truth about simple carbohydrates, like why pasta and white bread might be setting you back health-wise. You'll also learn why a hearty breakfast could actually be more beneficial if it looked a bit more like traditional dinner foods. And here's the kicker: emotions and a busy lifestyle don't have to derail your diet. Understanding when to eat can empower you to make choices that bolster your health, even when you're tired, stressed, or on the go. Keep listening to find out how you can start making time your ally in the quest for a healthier life. Part 1: Unlocking the Basics of Macronutrients for Improved Health. Eating is one of life's simple pleasures, but the joy it brings often makes us overlook its complexity. Unlike scrolling through photos on social media platforms, where ignorance of the back-end processes may be bliss, understanding the fundamental workings of food is crucial for maintaining our health and well-being. At the core of a nutritious diet are macronutrients, the big three components that everyone needs in substantial amounts. Let's demystify these essentials and understand why knowing them can drastically improve your lifestyle. Carbohydrates often get a bad rap, but they are vital as our body's primary energy source. When carbohydrates break down, they become glucose, fueling everything from brain functions to physical activities. However, not all carbs are created equal. Opting for complex carbohydrates found in whole grains and fibers is a smarter choice. These break down slowly, ensuring a steady energy supply without the severe spikes associated with simple carbohydrates like sugar and white flour. Such quick fixes might feel good momentarily, but can lead to long-term health issues, including diabetes and obesity. Protein, unlike carbohydrates, is less about energy and more about construction. Proteins are composed of amino acids, which are fundamental in building and repairing tissues, among various other bodily functions. Protein sources vary widely from meats to plants, each with distinct amino acid profiles. For vegetarians, the diversity in protein sources becomes crucial to ensure the body receives all necessary amino acids. Lastly, let's talk about fats, which are often unjustly vilified. Fats are dense forms of energy, packing over twice the punch of carbohydrates per gram. However, the type of fat consumed matters immensely. Unsaturated fats, think avocados, nuts, and fish oils like omega-3, are beneficial, associated with reducing inflammation and lowering risks of chronic diseases like heart disease and cancer. On the flip side, saturated fats found in products like butter and certain cheeses should be consumed more cautiously. Understanding these macronutrients, carbohydrates, proteins, and fats is not just academic. It's a practical guide to crafting a diet that nurtures rather than harms, ensuring that every meal contributes to a longer, healthier life. Part 2. Decoding the impact of blood sugar and fat storage on your diet. Have you ever heard someone say, "Just eat less and you won't gain weight"? While there's a kernel of truth there, the real story about weight gain and obesity is a bit more complex, especially when it involves your body's response to certain types of food. At the heart of this issue is what's known as the blood sugar problem. This occurs when you indulge in too many simple carbohydrates, like those found in sugary snacks or white bread. These foods cause your blood sugar levels to spike sharply. In response, your body scrambles to manage this sudden surplus of glucose by releasing insulin. Insulin acts like a traffic cop for glucose, directing it away from the bloodstream and towards muscle and fat cells, where it's either used for energy or stored as fat. While insulin is doing its job, it simultaneously instructs your body to stop breaking down fat for fuel. Because with so much glucose available, fat isn't needed as an energy source. This system worked well for our ancestors who didn't know when their next meal might be, making fat storage somewhat of a survival tool. However, in today's world of constant food availability, this process can lead to weight gain and, over time, insulin resistance. This is a condition where your body's cells become less responsive to insulin, leading to elevated blood sugar and increased fat storage, raising the risk of diabetes and other health issues. The timing of your meals also plays a crucial role in this dynamic. Our bodies tend to become more insulin resistant as the day progresses. That late-night pizza or bowl of ice cream can, therefore, cause greater spikes in blood sugar and more significant fat storage compared to eating the same foods earlier in the day. Knowledge of how and when your body processes different types of food can therefore guide more informed dietary choices. It's not just about eating less, but about choosing the right kinds of foods at optimal times. By focusing on meals rich in proteins and healthy fats earlier in the day, and minimizing late-night simple carb intake, you can better manage your weight and improve your health. Understanding these processes unlocks the key to effective weight management, where the goal isn't just to eat less, but to eat smarter. Thinking about not just what you consume, but when you consume it. Part 3. How syncing with your circadian rhythm can optimize your eating habits. Circadian rhythm might be a term you associate more with sleep patterns or jet lag, but have you ever considered how it might affect your eating habits? Yes, the natural cycle that dictates when you feel sleepy can also be your guide for optimal times to eat. Your body has an internal clock that runs roughly on a 24-hour cycle, governing not only sleep, but also hunger, digestion, and metabolism. At night, this biological clock helps you wind down by lowering your body temperature and increasing melatonin levels, making you feel sleepy. Similarly, it signals the best times to eat, which is why hunger often strikes at regular intervals throughout the day. Ignoring these natural cues by staying up late or eating at irregular hours, as many shift workers do, can throw this system off balance. Research, including insights from the US Center for Disease Control, highlights that individuals working nights or erratic schedules tend to experience not only sleep disturbances, but also significant changes in weight. Eating out of sync with your circadian rhythm can lead to inefficient calorie burning and increased weight gain. One study notably pointed out that nurses working night shifts burned fewer calories during their active hours compared to their counterparts on day shifts. Our bodies are not just randomly signaling hunger. They are programmed for intake at strategic times that maximize energy use and storage. Moreover, the body's response to insulin, a key regulator of blood sugar levels, changes throughout the day. It tends to increase resistance later in the day. This means a carbohydrate-rich meal in the evening could result in a higher blood sugar spike compared to the same meal eaten in the morning. Understanding and aligning with your circadian rhythm can dramatically enhance how your body processes food, ultimately supporting better weight management and overall health. Matching your meal times with your body's natural inclinations isn't just about following old wives' tales about eating breakfast like a king and dinner like a pauper. It's about listening to the biological cues that guide optimal health. Part 4. Enhance your health by eating early and aligning with daylight. In our fast-paced lives, breakfast often becomes an afterthought. We rush through our morning routines, hitting snooze, scrolling through social media, and hurrying out the door, frequently skipping what could be the most beneficial meal of the day. But what if prioritizing a substantial breakfast and an early lunch could significantly improve your health? Research backs the idea vigorously. Several studies highlight the pitfalls of consuming a majority of our calories later in the day. For instance, research involving overweight women showed that those who ate a heavier breakfast lost more weight and showed better improvements in their metabolic profiles compared to those who ate their largest meal at dinner. This enhanced morning eating routine led not only to weight loss, but also to better regulation of glucose and insulin in the bloodstream, along with reduced levels of ghrelin, the hormone responsible for triggering hunger. Further evidence from a 6-year study at the University of Turin, with more than 1,200 participants, reinforced this idea, finding a direct correlation between eating a significant portion of daily calories in the evening and an increased risk of obesity. This approach to eating resonates with our natural biological clocks. Historically, humans ate their meals during daylight, as natural light was the only source available. Aligning your eating habits with daylight not only meshes with our evolutionary inclinations, but also supports better metabolic functioning. Studies involving animals and, more recently, humans, underscore the benefits of restricting eating to daylight hours. For example, experiments showed that mice fed within a limited time frame stayed healthier and didn't gain excess weight, despite consuming the same amount of calories as those who ate around the clock and exhibited signs of metabolic syndrome, such as high blood pressure. Preliminary human studies echo these findings. Research from the Salk Institute for Biological Studies noted that participants who reduced their eating window reported improvements in weight management and sleep quality. Thus, starting your calorie intake early in the day and ceasing to eat as the sun sets not only supports your circadian rhythms, but could also lead to profound health benefits. How exactly can you implement this eating strategy in your daily life? Stay tuned for more practical insights. Part 5. Rethinking mealtime. Why dinner for breakfast could be your healthiest decision. It's easy to fall into a routine, especially when it comes to what we consider appropriate meals for certain times of the day. But what if the secret to improving your diet was as simple as reimagining what breakfast could be? Instead of limiting yourself to typical breakfast fare like toast and granola, consider the benefits of incorporating traditionally dinnertime foods into your morning meal. Why not a black bean burger for breakfast? It may sound unconventional, but breaking free from traditional mealtime norms can lead to more nutritious and sustaining meal choices. Foods typically reserved for dinner often contain a balanced mix of protein, healthy fats, and complex carbohydrates, which can keep you fuller, longer, and provide sustained energy throughout the day. For example, consider preparing your dinner as usual, but saving the majority for the following morning's breakfast. One way to do this is by cooking something like salmon burgers with a side of broccoli and quinoa in the evening. Enjoy one portion for dinner and reserve the remaining for the next day's breakfast. This not only ensures a hearty, nutritious start to your day, but also simplifies meal preparation. If that feels like too drastic a shift, start small. Mix berries into a bowl of Greek yogurt for breakfast, rich in both healthy fats and protein. For lunch, focus on a plant-based meal complemented by whole grains. Dinner could then be something light, such as a grilled chicken breast with a side salad. The key to truly mastering your diet isn't just in choosing healthier meals, but in consistency and regularity. Our bodies crave routine when it comes to eating, even if our minds are drawn to variety. Studies, including one from the International Journal of Obesity, have shown that erratic eating patterns can lead to metabolic syndrome, a cluster of conditions that heighten the risk of heart disease and other health problems. To foster a balanced diet, it can be beneficial to limit the variety in your meals. Settle on a handful of recipes that you enjoy and that meet your nutritional needs, making these your staple for most meals and snacks. This strategy helps in creating a regular eating cycle, reducing the temptation to indulge in less healthy options, and making it easier for your body to process and utilize food efficiently. Through these changes, not only can you enhance your dietary health, but you also encourage better overall body rhythms and energy management. Part 6. Embark on a one-month journey to transform your eating habits for better health. Embarking on a new dietary regimen can be daunting, but with a clear plan and a month's commitment, you can significantly improve your health through better food choices. Let's dive into a structured approach that gradually transitions you into healthier eating habits. Begin by monitoring your current eating habits for the first few days of the month. Jot down everything you eat and the timing of your meals. Calculate what percentage of your daily calories is consumed in the morning, afternoon, and evening. Many find that the majority of their calorie intake occurs late in the day, with perhaps only 10% in the morning, 30% at midday, and a substantial 60% in the evening. Once you've analyzed your eating pattern, start reshaping it. If your data shows that half of your daily calories are consumed at dinner, strive to redistribute these. Split your dinner into quarters, saving one-fourth for the next day's breakfast or lunch. Gradually, reserve another quarter until you've successfully reallocated half of your dinner calories to the earlier part of the day. Additionally, adjust your dinner time so it aligns with daylight hours, helping sync your eating patterns with your natural circadian rhythm. In the latter 2 weeks of the plan, shift your focus to the types of food you consume. Reflect on the frequency of processed foods, simple carbs, and healthy options like vegetables, nuts, or seeds in your diet. It's crucial to be candid with yourself to identify areas for improvement. For the remainder of the month, prioritize making healthier substitutions. If lunch often includes a white bagel, switch to a whole grain variant topped with avocado and tomato for added nutrients. If you're a fan of butter, experiment with healthier spreads like a homemade artichoke heart, garlic, and olive oil blend. After a month of mindful adjustments in what and when you eat, you'll not only forge new, healthier eating habits, but also gain a deeper appreciation for the impact of dietary decisions on your overall well-being. This one-month plan isn't just about altering your diet. It's about adopting a lifestyle that enhances your health and satisfaction from your meals. Remember, The journey to better health is a rewarding experience that extends beyond the plate. Part 7. Master your diet by practicing mindful eating. Eating is so fundamental to life that we often do it automatically, without really thinking about it. This unconscious approach could mean we're missing out on the pleasures food can offer and may also lead us to eat more than we need. The solution: mindful eating. A conscious approach to food that can transform your relationship with your meals. Mindfully engaging with what you eat isn't just about enjoying flavors more deeply. It's a practical strategy to manage your eating habits better. A 2018 analysis published in the Journal of the International Association for the Study of Obesity revealed that mindfulness in eating leads to significant weight loss and improved eating behaviors. Separately, another study discovered that participants who practiced mindful eating lost noticeably more weight compared to those who didn't. By focusing intently on each bite, they naturally slowed down their eating pace, which reduced their overall intake because it gave their bodies time to register fullness. The mechanics of our digestion include a 20-minute delay from when we are physically full until our brain recognizes that fullness. Hence, eating quickly is a classic recipe for overeating. To incorporate mindful eating into your life, try simple techniques like laying down your fork between bites or taking the time to chew thoroughly. Such small changes can make a big difference. But for a truly eye-opening experience, try eating a single raisin mindfully. Don't rush. Place it in your mouth, feel its texture, and savor its taste. Notice each sensation as you chew slowly. This exercise might seem insignificant, yet it powerfully demonstrates how a mindful approach can deepen your sensory experience and satisfaction with food. Give it a try. By slowing down and becoming more aware of your eating habits, not only will you likely improve your health, but you'll also uncover a new realm of culinary joy. After all, there's much to love about rediscovering the richness of what we often take for granted. Part 8. Turning to healthy alternatives during stressful times. Understanding the principles of healthy eating is one thing, but practicing them consistently, especially during challenging moments, is another entirely. We've all been there, feeling drained, stressed, or a bit down, and suddenly, the lure of comfort food seems irresistible. How can you ensure that when tough times strike, you reach for what will genuinely help you, not just give you a temporary lift? Often, when fatigue hits, our first instinct is to grab something quick and sugary for that immediate jolt of energy. This might be a chocolate bar or a can of soda. Sure, these snacks give a brief surge of vigor, but it's swiftly followed by a crash, leaving you even more drained. Instead of succumbing to quick fixes, opt for snacks that provide sustained energy. A combination of healthy fats, proteins, and some fiber works best. Think of the sustained popularity of avocado on whole grain toast. It's not just trendy, but also packs in fats and fibers that help release energy gradually, fueling you more effectively throughout the day. Then there's the issue of being hangry, when hunger merges with anger and stress, making a double whammy that often leads to poor food choices like binging on ice cream or grabbing a bag of chips. But instead of falling victim to these cravings, why not prepare a healthier alternative like roasted chickpeas? They're simple to make and can be a fantastic savory snack. Just dry some chickpeas, toss them with olive oil and your favorite spices. I recommend a dash of cayenne, some garlic, and a hint of rosemary, and roast them until crunchy. Not only are they delicious, but chickpeas are also excellent at regulating blood sugar and keeping hunger at bay, making them a superior choice over many other snacking options. Facing another common challenge, eating healthy on the go, often sends people spiraling back into unhelpful eating habits, but recognizing these patterns and having robust solutions at ready can significantly impact your ability to maintain good nutrition even during the busiest days or toughest times. So next time stress threatens to derail your diet, Remember that a little preparation and smart snacking can make all the difference. Part 9. Maintain your healthy eating habits on the go and during vacations. Maintaining a healthy diet can be straightforward when you're in the comfort of your own home or office, where you have control over your food choices. However, once you step out of that familiar environment, whether traveling or on vacation, the challenge to eat healthily can intensify. Let's tackle the first scenario, being constantly on the move. It's all too common to find yourself rushing from one appointment to another with barely any time to eat. In these moments, the convenience of grabbing a hot dog or a soda can be tempting. Yet, even the humble convenience store offers healthier alternatives. Opt for nuts, which are packed with protein and healthy fats, but be sure to choose versions that aren't loaded with salt or sugar. Another good choice could be grabbing a small pack of hummus with pretzels or picking up a protein-rich Greek yogurt. Simple options that don't compromise your health for the sake of convenience. Vacations present a slightly different challenge. It's the time when many of us feel entitled to indulge, setting aside our dietary discipline. While it's perfectly fine to relax your dietary restrictions slightly, completely letting go can lead to regretful outcomes. One practical tip to avoid overeating is to manage portion sizes when dining out, which can be notoriously large. Consider sharing an entree with your travel companion or asking the server to box up half of the meal before you even begin. This strategy not only preserves your waistline, but also stretches your dining budget. Moreover, while local cuisines are an integral part of the travel experience, they shouldn't be your sole focus. For instance, while the allure of a lobster roll in New England or authentic pasta in Rome is undeniable, there's much more to explore. Balance your culinary explorations with other activities. Enjoy sightseeing, immerse yourself in local culture, and savor the environment around you. In essence, whether you're navigating a hectic day or exploring a new city on holiday, remember that you can still make choices that align with your health goals. By planning ahead and making mindful decisions, you can enjoy your adventures without compromising on your well-being. Part 10. How smart diet choices can safeguard your heart and reduce cancer risk. Living a long and healthy life is a common goal, but our daily dietary choices might not always align with this aspiration. It's crucial to evaluate whether your current eating habits are contributing to your wellness or jeopardizing your future health. Cancer Research UK highlights that significant lifestyle adjustments, such as maintaining a healthy weight, consuming a nutritious diet, reducing alcohol intake, quitting smoking, and staying active, can prevent nearly 40% of cancers. Moreover, for those already diagnosed with cancer, adhering to a healthy diet combined with regular physical activity can dramatically reduce mortality rates. For instance, a 2007 study discovered that breast cancer patients could decrease their risk of death by 50% over a decade by consuming at least 5 servings of fruits and vegetables daily and engaging in 30 minutes of exercise 6 times a week. Building a diet that combats cancer effectively is straightforward. Prioritize consuming raw or lightly cooked vegetables, especially cruciferous ones like broccoli, cabbage, and arugula. These have been shown to significantly lower breast cancer risks by up to 50% in individuals who eat them regularly compared to those who don't. Conversely, red and processed meats should be minimized as they contain nitrates that can turn into carcinogens in the body. Opt for healthier protein sources, such as white meat and fish instead. Similarly, heart disease, a leading cause of death in the United States, is largely influenced by dietary choices. Consuming high levels of fatty foods can lead to arterial damage, obstructing blood flow to the heart and increasing the risk of heart attacks. To shield your heart, steer clear of foods high in sugar and saturated fats like red meat, egg yolks, and certain dairy products. Embrace a Mediterranean-style diet, which emphasizes plant-based foods, healthy fats from avocados and olive oil, and includes portions of oily fish, such as trout or salmon. Research published in the New England Journal of Medicine revealed that this diet could reduce the risk of heart attacks and related heart conditions by up to 30%. While it might mean forfeiting regular servings of fried steak and eggs, making these dietary changes is a small price to pay for the promise of a healthier, longer life. It's about making informed choices today that will benefit your health for years to come. Final summary. When it comes to nurturing a healthy diet, the focus should not only be on what you eat, but also on when you eat. Embracing a diet that is rich in whole foods, integrates healthy fats, and prioritizes plant and sea-based proteins is fundamental. Furthermore, an optimal dietary routine involves consuming most of your daily calories earlier in the day, with around 75% of calories ideally taken in during breakfast and lunch. This approach aligns with your body's natural rhythms, promoting better metabolism and overall health efficiency. Remember, integrating both the quality and timing of your meals can significantly enhance your dietary wellness. Thank you for joining me today on this journey of learning and discovery as we explored the insights of another thought-provoking book in our growing library of knowledge. If you've enjoyed our time together, please take a moment to follow our podcast, give us a 5-star rating, and share 20-minute books with other knowledge seekers. Your support truly means a lot. Don't forget to join me again in the next episode, where we will delve into another enriching book. Until then, happy reading and happy listening.